Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Big Show Friday, there's usually sunshine, at least in the summertime. And Lucy Shake brings some more from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. Lucy, good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon, Bill. How are you doing?
Good. We haven't spoken a couple weeks, but do we have rain last? I'm not even going to worry about last Friday. This Friday is perfect, so I hope you've got big weekend plans that you're ready to do. And this could be your last official duty of the week, so let's make it a home run, shall we?
Let's do it.
Lucy joins us every Friday. The City of Bloomington Volunteer Network is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at least online, and then during the work week. And every week we try to present opportunities where we can help you get involved with our community, whether it's from the comfort of your own couch, getting outside, socially distance, or whatever your area of expertise may entail. And Lucy is here to help us out. Wheeler Mission, Lucy, there is one here locally in Bloomington, and let us know how we can help out virtually with Wheeler Mission.
Yeah, we do have our local Wheeler Mission, and they have a lot of things going on, and they have all through the COVID time here in Bloomington. Now they're branching out into having some virtual opportunities for our community members to help them out, including if you have social media skills, video making skills, or online newsletter making skills. So if you have any of that kind of production experience or enthusiasm or interest, you can help out Wheeler Mission in getting the word out about their services and their impact in our community out to a broader audience. So that's a neat one you can do from home virtually, or you are welcome to come in and share some of your time with them at the facility as well.
And for those of you looking to get out of the house, we have some opportunities down the road a little bit, and none of us knew a month ago what would be happening right now, so I don't think we can really get our magic eight ball out and shake that up to see what's going to be happening in September. But if you're an optimist, the Hoosier Hills Food Bank has Fresh Food Fridays, and they're looking for some volunteers next month.
Yeah, and they've been continuing this throughout the summer, but they had the help of the Indiana National Guard, and now they're looking for volunteer groups, and they are truly looking for groups of people coming together as a unit. So groups of 5 to 7 people, that could be your office, your family, your pod, however you're divided up, to help out on Fridays from 10 to 3, and that can be done in 2 shifts or 1 full shift if you're real enthusiastic about it, and you can help them do their distribution of fresh food on Fridays. So it's a great way to be outside, be helping the food emergency food systems here in Bloomington, and volunteering together in a safe way.
Lucy Shake is our guest. She's the director of the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. How big is your pod these days?
My pod's still pretty small. Yeah, not too big. A couple family members, one friend who's in and out, and some work people. So we're keeping it small.
Well, that's the safest way to do it until we can get back to doing it normally down the road. But that's the whole thing. There is nothing normal about what we're doing now, so we're trying to find new ways, whether it's virtually, whether it is showing up and helping. But there's still some great ways to get outdoors, and that, as everybody's probably figured out, is probably the safest, bestest place to be if we are going to hang out a little bit together. And the Bloomington Community Orchard has plenty of opportunities.
Well, and if this great weather continues, you're going to want to be out at the orchard. And they're there every Wednesday for their Work and Learn Wednesdays. And if you haven't been out there, it's across from the Southside YMCA on Highland Avenue. If you've seen that beautiful stretch of land that has the apple trees and the berry bushes, that's the Bloomington Community Orchard. And it is filled with volunteers. It's all volunteer run. And from 5 to 8 on Wednesdays, you can drop in. You don't even have to RSVP. You can drop in and help learn how to be an orchardista. Or you can prune things. Yeah, you can take a tour. You might even take some fruit home. Last time I volunteered there, they gave me some strawberry plants that I helped divide out. So it's really a fun way to learn and to help, again, our local food systems and sustainability in the bigger sense. But you can do that every Wednesday all the way through the fall.
And the other good thing about this as well, if it's just you and your little pod, you don't have to register anything. But if you do organize a group together, they do want you to reach out beforehand so we can make sure we are socially distanced, physically distanced, and all the rules and regulations are met. So it'd be great if you showed up with a bunch of people to help, but just give them a call beforehand.
That's right. And remember to BYO your mask.
And BYO everything as well. They have some things there to help you. I remember talking about this in the past, but if you have a favorite gardening tool or a favorite whatever you like to do in the outdoors, take it with you, and then you can always leave it in your car if you don't need it, or your bike or whatever else goes along.
Always be prepared.
Well, that's it. If you're out in the wild orchards of Bloomington, you definitely want to be prepared. What are the Boys and Girls Clubs doing? They usually help out this time of year when school starts, because we know their after-school programs are incredible. And I bet they're waiting for the volunteers to return from Indiana University as well. But we can kind of help here with people in town.
That's right. They're switching. You know, they're still providing their services in the same but different, as many people are, ways to help kids in the after-school programming. And depending on the schedule of how our schools go back, and, you know, whenever they're needed there. But they're doing it a little bit different. So, again, they're having those outdoor activities for groups. Landscaping, picking up trash, other kinds of upkeep in their play areas and things like that. But you can still be a helper in the clubs. They've been doing camps all year and really practicing how to do safe interactions with their club members. So they're really getting pretty good at that. So you can commit to do that, but they're asking for a longer commitment because, again, they're creating their own pod, right? You know, so that they'll know that you'll be there consistently throughout the semester. You can commit that long time, a couple hours a week on one day a week or 2 days a week. They can monitor who's in and out of the club and make sure that they prioritize safety for everyone.
Excellent. And we just have to be safe, obviously, with all the people they help and see as well. So you can find a way to help out there. And you can also find a way to help out with in-kind donations. And you have a page at the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. Give me that address, where to look for it, what I can put up there. And if I have stuff, if I have cash, if I have gift card, anything, we'll find a way to use it here in town.
Oh, absolutely. We will. And so you can go to bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org/community wish list, and you will see all of the stuff that agencies are looking for. You can also, if you don't see an item that maybe you have to give, you don't see somebody asking for that, you can post it to our list and we will spread the word. And our agencies usually snap those up, even if they haven't asked for them specifically, if it's reusable, repurposable, offer it up to the nonprofit community and they can put it to work in their mission delivery or in their front room or for their administrative staff as well.
Well, even better, they know who will need it if they don't. So it's a great tight-knit community and everybody can help. Now, if the internet's not your way of doing business, no problem. You'll just have to go for our normal workday hours during the week, but you can call and ask for Lucy. That's what I would do.
You can. You can call me at 812-349-3433. We can set up a phone call right then and there, or if you'd be more comfortable Zooming, I'm pretty good at that these days, so we can set up a Zoom as well.
Zoom away. That's just, you know, this isn't, Zoom is just a video phone call. That's all that is. That's nothing. You just got to make sure you have your backdrop really cool and, you know, make sure the dog runs.
Oh, I got that dialed in. Yeah.
Make sure the dog runs by a couple times. Kids yell in the back. Well, it's human life. It's real life. So, we're not Zooming at the golf course or the beach. It's just we want to be. That's the key to it. Lucy, enjoy the rest of the sunshine today, all the sunshine tomorrow, and most of it on Sunday. We'll get caught up next Friday and see what's brewing in the world of volunteer news here in Bloomington. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Look forward to talking to you soon.